Hello and welcome. It's good to be with you, and I hope that you're having a great day. It's good to be able to have this time together with the Lord. He's giving us a great day today. Last night was a little bit bumpy with the weather, with some thunderstorms and rain, but today it's cooler, and we're just thankful to be here. And I hope that these times are a blessing to you, that you're growing in your walk and your relationship with the Lord. I know I always look forward to our time together, and I hope you do as well, wherever and whenever you're actually getting to watch this. But as we have this time, and as we have come together to seek the Lord and to hear from Him and His Word, let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You for the day that You have given to us. Father, we're just thankful for the way that You have watched over us, looked after us, Father, and just have given us this new day. Father, thank You that You desire for us to know You. Father, for the gift of Your Son, our Lord, our Savior. Father, we're just thankful for the adoption that we have through Him unto You. And Father, we thank You that You want to speak to us. You want us to be closer to You. You want us to know You. And Lord, I pray in this time, O God, that You will make that possible. Open our eyes, our minds, our hearts. Lord God, draw us close to You. Lord, help us to know You better, to trust You more. Lord God, to feel You and be closer to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, as we have that time of prayer, I wonder what your own personal prayer life is like. When you go to the Lord in prayer, do you honestly feel like you're meeting with Him? Do you feel like He has heard your request? Do you see Him work and move in your life and in those situations that you lift up to Him in prayer? Do you really feel like your prayer life is effective? Well, what does it take for a prayer life to be effective? What are some things that we can do so that we can grow in our prayer life, so that we can truly have that experience of meeting with the Lord, knowing that we've encountered Him, knowing that we've been able to lay our petitions before Him and entrust those to Him, to His perfect will and the perfect working of His plan and of His perfection? Well, we get some idea of that when we turn to Psalm 70. And Psalm 70, we don't know the historical context of it. Psalm 70 is actually very, very similar to the very end of Psalm 40. It's actually a very short psalm. It's only 5 verses long. But in that shortness, it enables us to clearly see the points. And there's a pointedness there that ought to drive home some key lessons about effective prayer unto the Lord. So look with me as we look at this psalm, again at Psalm 70, where we read, O God, hasten to help me. O Lord, hasten to my help. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. Let those be turned back because of their shame who say, Aha, aha. Let all who seek You rejoice and be glad in You. Let those who love Your salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am afflicted and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Again, a very short psalm, but in its shortness, we see some key points that we can not only see to understand the psalm, but that we can apply to our life, about our own prayer life. And so as we look at this psalm, we see that when it comes to prayer, we need to pray urgently. Look again at verse 1. O God, hasten to help me. O Lord, hasten to my help. It's obvious that time was a factor in this situation. Again, we don't know what the situation is, but David needed help then. Almost like Peter when he was sinking and he cried out unto the Lord. David needed help then. And you know, this ought to tell us that all of our prayers need to be urgent, not so much in the time factor, though many times there is a time element involved, but I'm talking about the attitude in which we bring our prayers, that we need to come before the Lord with a point, with priority, that when we come to Him, it is vital, it is crucial, it is important. I remember working for a company one time, and one of the partners in there, one of his favorite sayings, and you know, he one of those working in the firm, to have a sense of urgency. When you come before God in prayer time, whether it's your personal prayer life, or whether it's a set time, or maybe you're called upon God in a worship service, whatever the case may be, do you pray with a sense of urgency, that this is important? When we come to God in prayer, you know, whether it's personal or public, we need to think about, you know, the fact that this is vital, this is important, this is crucial, this is urgent. And you think with me, if we don't think our prayer is important, why should God? And could it possibly be that God has answered our prayers to the same measure of importance that we have lifted them up? David here is praying urgently. Obviously, yes, the time issue there, but just the attitude in which he brings to the prayer. We need to pray urgently. If we don't think our prayer is important, why should God? There needs to be, as that businessman said, a sense of urgency in our prayer. But not only do we need to pray urgently, we also need to pray specifically. Look at verses 2 through 4 again. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my heart, in my hurt. Let those be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. It's obvious the problem to the extent is that there are those who are seeking David's hurt. Remember, David is the king, so this is a rebellion against the king, a rebellion against the government. Since David is God's chosen king, this is actually a rebellion against God. And David is praying for God to deal with the evil people, and that God would bless those who were following, yes, David, but more importantly, following God through David. But David is praying specifically. When we come before the Lord, we need to pray specifically about the problem, and then as God reveals his plan, that plan be revealed. We need to pray specifically about the situation. How often do we really come and pour out our heart before God on an issue and honestly, you know, seek his will and his guidance, and as he reveals it, or as we understand it up to this point, or are trying to discern it, we pray specifically about that. Our prayer needs to be specific. David is in a very difficult situation. It's clear he has enemies. It's clear he has those who are in fact still loyal to him and hence loyal to God, and he is praying for God to intervene. David is specific in his prayer. We need to be specific. But then notice what else we see. Number three, we need to pray dependently. Look at verse 5. But I am afflicted and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Do you hear what David is saying? God, I need you to work. God, if you don't do something, I'm sunk. I can't do this. I can't solve this. I can't make it better. It's getting even more difficult simply to go through it. God, I need you. Have you ever noticed we pray most effectively when we know and we realize and we're finally brought to the point of acknowledging that we have nothing else that can help, we have nowhere else to turn, and there's nothing else we can do. Now, in reality, we're always at that condition. Our pride just won't let us know it. But when we come to those times of desperation, when we finally realize that there's nothing else that we can do, that we have nothing that we can offer to change or make the situation better, have you ever noticed how much more effective our prayer life becomes at that point? Because we're completely dependent upon God. Now again, obviously, we're really always there. But when we realize it is when our prayer life goes to a whole new level. You think about your most recent prayer time, maybe even the one you've already had today. Did you come with that attitude of dependence upon God? God, I need you. Because how you answer that question more than likely determine how effective that time of prayer was and how effective you sensed it to be. We need to come and we need to pray dependently. Oh God, I need you. Hasten to me. I am afflicted. I am needy. You are my help. The idea there, you are my only help and my deliverer. Oh Lord, do not delay. Oh God, I need you. We need to pray dependently. It's not hard in these five verses, very short psalm, but it's not hard to see in those why David's prayer life was so effective. and what we need for our prayer life to be effective. And the question is, will your prayer life be effective? Will you pray urgently? Will you pray specifically? Will you pray dependently? How you answer those questions will answer the question as to whether or not your prayer life is or will be effective. And I pray that we'll follow the example of David and that we will experience him work and move in our lives. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, forgive us for the times, Lord, either that we either don't pray or we half-heartedly pray or we just go through the motions of prayer. And Father, we don't come before you with a sense of urgency. We don't specifically seek your will. Father, that we really don't think that we're completely, totally dependent upon you. And Father, our experience with you in prayer shows all of that. Oh Lord God, lead us, oh God, to vibrant, vital, life-changing times of prayer with you. Lord, may we be like David and come with that urgency, specifically praying about the problem and completely dependent upon you. And may we encounter you and may we see you work and move, O God, in powerful ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I do hope that you grow in your prayer life, that you encounter the Lord in depths and ways and heights that you never have before, that you'll see him work and move, and that as you walk in fellowship with him, that you have a great day in him.